All right, what's up, everybody? I'm Tazman, and this is the Bad at Halo show. And I am live to tape, or, well, live to SD card or something like that, I guess it would be now. We are here. We're at Halo World Finals 2018, CenturyLink Field in Seattle, Washington. It is Championship Sunday, and I'm not here alone. I've got a couple of guests with me. First and foremost, we'll introduce the Halo Podfather himself from Podtacular, Duststorm. What's up, man?
Hey, Taz. How's it going?
Going good, man. It's been a great weekend so far.
It's been a fantastic weekend so far.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it's been incredible. But yeah, we'll get to that in a little bit.
Why don't you introduce our next guest? Because we've got the new kid on the street.
Yeah, we've got some of the new kids on the block. I know we've tweeted them out recently, and so have you. So we are happy to welcome to the family JK Fire from HCS Pro Talk.
Thank you very much. It is great to be here. Thank you, gentlemen. Legends in the space.
Well, you must be talking about Duststorm.
I'll talk about you both. You keep saying that you're old, so I'm going to say you're a legend in the space too.
Yes, it's strictly by age, not by reputation. But no, it's nice to have you here. Thanks for joining us. It's welcome to the Halo podcasting community.
Thank you.
I'm happy not to be the new kid on the block anymore. So you get to take that title. So. But how's your experience been so far? You're the new one here, so tell us about everything that you've experienced since you've come in.
So this is the first time that, so yes, HCS Pro Talk, new Halo Esports podcast on the scene. Will, the co-host, the producer of the show, is at home right now in Minnesota, dealing with the snowstorm there, so good for him. He's taking notes as well, so that's good to go. but this is my third event. Third Halo event being at spectating, and I think it's incredible. I think it's great to be here, and you guys have been very helpful and very, very nice to me. Everybody else has been super helpful and super nice as well.
We've only known each other for 5 minutes, so
hey, right? Hey, first impressions are good though.
That's good.
I'll take that.
You don't know me. We could turn on you in a minute. No.
Oh, damn it.
We'll take you in.
Thank you.
No, welcome. Thanks for joining us. So. Yeah, we're here 2018 Championship Sunday. We've had a lot of exciting Halo taking place so far on Friday and Saturday. First and foremost, I want to talk about the venue because this place is amazing.
Hands down. And I've been telling people this all weekend, even like 3 for 3's folks. I've been to 4 MLG Dallas events. I think it was 2008 through 2012 when they did, I think, like the first Halo 4 event, and that was like it for MLG.
Yeah.
And it's a very familiar setup if you know MLG and the production they do. Yep. But as far as a Halo stage, this is the best Halo stage I have ever seen.
Absolutely.
MLG, AGL, everything that 343 did with ESL, this is by far the best competitive Halo experience you could have in person ever.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we are 5 minutes away from the finals broadcast on Championship Sunday here. So if you hear a little bit of loud noise in the background, that's what we're dealing with. We're T-minus 5 minutes to it, but
a little ambient noise from a competitive event in the background. So yeah, that's
nothing
all right
wrong with that though.
But no, this place has been great. I got here on Friday. I actually walked in with Caster Butters, and he was, you know, pointing things out as we're walking in that hallway. When you walk in with the Chief statue, Spartan Emil, the music, like the classic Halo music is pumping in. I mean, goosebumps every time you walk in. And then we walk out, and when you first walk out, you see a big stage right in front of your face. And I look at Butters, I said, "That's a great stage. That looks awesome." And he says, "Dude, that's the feature stage."
This is the Bravo stream.
That's the Bravo stream stage. And I'm just like, all due respect to everybody that's held a Halo event before, but that's your main stage for any other organizer. And, I mean, they've got championship banners hanging above there. Going all the way back, all the major Halo tournaments, all the way back as far as you can go. You can see Final Boss banners up there. You can see Believe the Hype banners up there. I mean, Status Quo. There's all sorts of stuff. Aces, Halo 4 Global Championship banners up there. So really, really cool. And then the main stage, and anybody that's been watching it on stream all weekend, it looks spectacular. They've done an amazing job with the venue.
And there's been good attendance too. I know there's been a lot of complaints in the past of World's not really having many people attend because of the small venue size, but I mean, this is an MLG event. There are 1,300 seats in front of main stage.
Yep, and they're full.
And
for the most part, they're full.
Most of the weekend, even on Friday, which I was talking to I think either Sketch or Bonnie or someone, and they said that for an MLG event on Friday, it was unusually attended, well attended. And between yesterday and Friday, I think probably at its peak, there were 80-90% of the seats filled for a game.
We've been waiting for MLG to come back for a long time. And
yes, we have.
Now it's finally time. It's great to see them. And yeah, today's going to be the most packed it's ever been.
Yeah.
Every today, seat's going to be filled up.
Today's going to be nuts. So why don't we talk about a little bit of the lead up into today. So on Friday, we started pool play. So we had all 16 teams from all over the world. Everybody that qualified, they went through the grinder, earned their spot here at finals. And then we had started pool play on Friday. We'll go ahead. We'll start in Group D as I get my notes from my hotel room out, my three pages here that they gave me. Pool D, we had Team Envious, we had Elevate, we had Vexed from the EU, and then we had Team Immunity out of Australia. Again, I think this is just a group that kind of went as expected. Envy comes out on top, 3-0, so they didn't drop a series. They did drop a map, though, in a 3-1 to Elevate. Elevate came out to play this weekend. And then they 3-0'd Vexed and Immunity. Guys, Envy got something to prove this weekend. I mean, we got a completely new roster. Pistola is the grizzled vet, if you guys can believe that.
Should we enter a roster mania in
right here? My God.
I mean, not to derail us a little bit, but there have been so many roster changes up through the online tournaments and the LANs.
Especially on the Latin America side.
Yeah.
Like, pretty much every week there was a change getting into the Jimbo fiasco.
I
couldn't believe it.
Well, and you talk about the Latin America change. They had to have an org change before they got here.
Berserkers.
So,
yeah.
It's been silly season definitely leading up to here, but we've got some solid rosters. Envy's got a solid roster with Pistola. Boo Boo Doo Boo in there for support in there as well.
Yep.
And then you've got the Young Goats. You got Trippy. You've got Cyan. Cyan's been doing some crazy
stuff. Cyan has been just on fire this weekend.
Yes.
And it's about to get loud here.
Starting chimes in the background for the stream. So
I'm excited.
Oh, I feel like I'm supposed to be submitting one of my recaps for you right now. But yeah, we've got Elevate is next up. They got the second place in Pool D. They were 2-1. With that one loss to Envy, but then they also 3-0'd Vexed and Immunity. Vexed, I felt really bad for Vexed. That's your number two team coming out of EU. I think I expected definitely a little bit more of a fight out of them, but their only win came up against Immunity, where they finally got the brooms out for themselves and 3-0'd Immunity.
Not surprising.
Yeah. And then Immunity in third or in fourth. I feel bad for the Australian group. They have such a history in competitive Halo.
Benno especially.
Yeah, Benno, Voltage. Voltage, who is Spartan-sized, by the way. When you stand next to Voltage, he's a big dude. But once again, Immunity comes out, doesn't win a map, and gets eliminated early for the second year in a row.
You guys remember from that Sydney Finals, it was Mind Freak and Immunity that obviously qualified for Worlds, but Mind Freak didn't drop a single map that tournament. And Immunity kind of were just like riding on Mind Freak's coattails into this event is what it seemed like.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, no surprises for the outcome of Group D.
With the format, though, unfortunately, we're saying goodbye to two teams in each group. So
yeah,
thanks for coming out, Vexed and Immunity. But by Saturday morning, they had been eliminated and you have Envy and Elevate moving on from Pool D.
And then correct me if I'm wrong, but I think Benno said that this might be his last event then.
I think I heard something similar.
Yep.
And then I also heard, I know we're kind of jumping ahead a little bit, but also heard on the grapevine possibly Jimbo coming to the States after this event.
Really?
Yeah, especially after getting knocked out yesterday in the really early on. They were the first team to lose in the losers bracket elimination bracket.
Elimination bracket.
I still can't believe that. I mean, you lost. You get sent to the losers bracket, but I get it. Whatever.
2018, man.
Oh,
you gotta
yeah.
be woke.
Gotta be PC about everything.
It's rated teen, so they gotta keep it PC.
Oh, that is, it's a true statement. I forgot that Halo 5 is rated T for teen.
Online interaction is not rated by the ESRB.
What is also not rated by the ESRB is our stream from Pool C, because you've got Reciprocity and Spartan. Oh. Who you never want to do a listening when you got Spartan on the other end. Because
and Ryanu across the stage as well.
Yeah. So you got Reciprocity out of Pool C, expected 3-0. They 3-0 both Oxygen Supremacy and Maestro out of the EU. And then a 3-1 against Infused. Infused was, they came to play, especially against that top team with Reciprocity. Infused actually ends up pulling in the number two spot at 2-1. They lost to Reciprocity. They beat Maestro 3-0. That was expected. And then the series that everybody was looking forward to on Saturday, that I think a lot of us thought was going to go five games, is going to be the series of the day. To me, a surprising 3-0 by Team Infused over Oxygen Supremacy to take that second spot.
That was one of those ones that you hope to have seen at least a game four in that one. You think Oxygen probably have the formidability to actually kind of throw up a game, but yeah, that was one of the ones that I saw and was just like, well, I mean, I guess anything could happen at Worlds, but would have been nice for Oxygen to show up a little bit during that series, at least.
I'm going to equate it to this. Infused, I mean, we'll talk about what happened to them in a little bit, but I still believe that they're a top six. Hell, Envy not included, I'd include them into a top four potentially as well. If they're playing on fire as how they have earlier in the tournament, oh, there was no stopping them. Absolutely no stopping them at all.
That's the thing, though. For quite a few of these U.S. teams, you have to be on fire.
Yep.
100% of the time, and that can burn you out. I know there's a couple of games that I watched yesterday, and we'll get to some of the matchups, but you have teams like Tox and Splice that are just like, they can run at 90%, and they can run a lot of these teams in without a problem, but you have a lot of these other teams that they have to be running 100% of the time, and that's difficult to do.
At the same time, this is a world stage. You're going to have to do that, because you can't take any of these teams lightly. If you do, you're going to get stomped.
And a lot of the players are saying that, too, is like, I don't care what region they're coming from. This is Worlds, and if you're not on your game, you're in trouble. And you talk about Tox and being able to play at 90%. I believe it was the series they were playing, either Envy or Reciprocity, where Clutch, their former coach for their world championship with CLG, on stream, putting them on blast a little bit, saying, you guys can't do that. You're capable of more. You can't run at 90% against a Splice or another higher team, and you're going to get upset here.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know there's a couple, and I think I was actually talking to you, Taz, about this yesterday, but and there was some 3-1 series that we wouldn't have expected from Tox or Splice, but it's almost like, okay, maybe they're preserving their mental energy a little bit for some of these other higher matchups that they need that full 100%. Maybe they're kind of like taking it easy in a few instances, so they're not stressed out or tired for the big day, which is obviously today. But yeah, it's like dropping some games is like, okay, it's okay if you drop a couple games, but you don't want to get yourself in the position where you're actually risking losing a series.
Well, and Tox has the talent that they can do that, and they can get away with that, and some of these other teams. It's like the playoff push in the playoffs for the NHL. You know, those teams that are the bubble teams, they have to play playoff intensity hockey all the way up to the end, and then by the time they're into the playoffs, it's like they're dog tired because just from the push. So, you know, Tox is kind of that team that's got that talent, says, you know, we can wait for Championship Sunday. Exactly. Seems like Infused, Oxygen Supremacy, these guys, they have to play full on, full bore the entire time. That's got to be exhausting. And unfortunately for Oxygen Supremacy, they end up in pool play 1-2, being beat by Infused 0-3, by Reciprocity 0-3. But then they turn around and do a 3-0 over poor Maestro Gaming.
Poor Maestro.
Out of the EU. Batchford, at least he didn't get dropped.
True.
So he made it through.
And he's still in the FFA.
The Dropford tag is gone. He's made it through. He's in the free-for-all, so... Maestro, unfortunately, 3-0 all three games. Again, it at least would have been nice to see a map or two pull something. Just for some of these teams in that third, fourth place spot, pulling some maps from some of these teams just to give you a little bit of confidence, give you something to build on so that way when you go back and you're looking at things to work on, you've at least got, well, we did this and we did this well and we did this well against the top team over in North America. How can we build off that? But unfortunately for teams like Immunity, Maestro. We'll get to Mind Freak here in a minute, which broke my heart.
It broke mine too.
You know, going away, they're going to have to dig deep to find things positive to take back and keep their grind going.
It is nice to see at least one international team make it to the top eight. It sucks that we can't see an international team go to the top six. I hope we get to some point in the future where we see that, and maybe even someone like Immunity or get into that top fourth spot. I think there's a lot of U.S. competition that's going to make it really difficult to even get to like a top two for a national team, but it would be nice to see international breakthrough at some point and actually be able to go toe for toe with some of these bigger teams.
And I think Infused is right there, and we'll get to them in the matchups here in a minute, but that's a team that's right there. And only thing they do is, especially if Infused sticks together, I think that they can really help pull that EU region along, because those teams, they're going to want to play Infused. And if I was one of those teams, if I was Fable, if I was Maestro, or an up-and-coming team, and I want to play Infused as much as I can, you get better playing better players, playing better teams, and then you get to a point where you all just make each other better.
If I was those teams too, sorry to interrupt. If I was those teams too, what I would do is I would try to scrim against North American teams as well, not just their EU counterparts, because at the end of the Mexico finals, one of the individuals there gave a speech about how we need to be more expanding and allow these NA teams to really go out and scrim against these other
regions. That really
teams.
Has to come from the org level, though.
Oh, well, I agree.
The teams
agree.
That are sponsoring these North American teams, either you have to have MLG or the Halo Championship Series management folks come out and say, you must compete with these other regions in order to help kind of spread the goodwill, if you will.
Yep. And maybe even start it up small with like a boot camp. We saw the return of the boot camp last year with Envy and Oxygen Supremacy. It's like, why can't we bring one of these teams from another region and have them do a boot camp against one of those top four North American teams?
It was Beyond the Sticks, wasn't it?
Yeah. And so, why can't we do something like that? Help bring some of these other teams up to that level, because no disrespect to them, they play at a high level in their region. They're extremely talented. They'll rip my face off left and right. So I'm not putting them down, but they're just not at that level. But if we can get it there, if we can make it where Halo is truly global and anybody has a chance, I just think that's great for the competitive scene, and it's great for Halo.
Agree 100%.
All right, so let's get into the easy ones in Pool B. We've got Tox, unsurprising 3-0. With 3-0 wins over Wise Gaming, Mind Freak, and a 3-1 with Renegades. Renegades pulling a map off of Tox.
Yep. Renegades has had their moments this weekend.
Yes,
they've been on fire. There have been times where they've just dropped it out, but there's a lot of potential with Renegades.
I love that roster so much.
They thought they won a series when they didn't win a series and had to come back.
They thought it was a best of five, but it was actually a best of seven.
But yeah, no, Tox doing what they're doing. They announced earlier this week, Tox is their org now, so they've gotten some partners, some really big sponsors, GameStop, sponsoring them among others.
That's crazy to me.
That's awesome. I just think that's so great. At the place that I've been going and buying video games for years is now sponsoring a Halo team. That was so cool.
Finally sponsoring a Halo team.
So you got Renegades in second at 2-1. Took that 1-3 loss from Tox, but then beat Wise Gaming 3-1, and I want to talk about Wise here in a minute.
Of course.
And then a 3-0 over Mind Freak. No real surprises there. But Wise Gaming came to play. And I think this is where it was unfortunate, the tournament format, the way it is out of groups, and only getting two teams, because Wise was really getting fired up, especially in that last series against Renegades. Stole a game from Renegades. And to be honest, the other games were really close, too.
Yep. No, and then... Oh, sorry. You were talking about the banners that were hung up in front of the venue. So Demon D is on Wise Gaming. He won a national championship. I just want to give a shout out to Demon D, because he left competitive Halo for years. And then he's like, you know what? I'm going to come back and I'm going to compete. Just let's see what happens. And he makes it to Worlds.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's pretty impressive.
It is.
I don't know if that's a testament to his overall skill or if that's a testament to the state of Halo, where it's familiar enough since Halo 3 or Halo 3, right?
I think so, Reach.
Okay, Halo 3. That is just familiar enough to where not much has changed just with the overall core fundamentals of Halo.
Right.
And then being able to adapt to the new stuff is... pretty impressive.
Exactly.
And I think that's what it is, too. It's just, you know, I love what he said after they qualified for Worlds, and he's on stage, and he's like, you know, this is esports. This isn't a sport where your body deteriorates over time as you get older. So long as you have a brain that works and thumbs that work, you can compete. And they proved that. They came out here, unfortunately, finished third, but a win over Mind Freak, a team that had actually beat them in Orlando. Mind Freak had actually beaten Wise Gaming, so they get a bit of revenge there, get 3-0'd by Tox, but then had a great series against Renegades. And if they win that series against Renegades, that would have made a very interesting selection into the winner's bracket finals between Renegades and Wise, because I think with Wise having the head-to-head win would have vaulted them ahead of Renegades through tiebreaker.
I do want to point out something from yesterday a little bit, because this kind of goes to the point where you have to have teams that are on 100% of the time. So the Renegades and Envious series yesterday, we had Renegades take the first two games, and then Envy came back and took the
next three.
I think the next three, and then or maybe it was they took Renegades took the first three, and then Envious took the last three. But the game seven, it was the second game seven of the entire weekend. Or game five, sorry. So it was two and then two. But Renegades just did not show up. And Envy just put the smackdown on Renegades. And that just goes, like, you have to be on your game 100% of the time if you want to compete in this space. Because, like, they put up two really good games right before that they lost to Envy. But then game five, they just didn't show up. Envy completely just steamrolled them.
And speaking of Renegades and all-time players, Lunchbox,
yeah,
on Renegades, playing without his brother for the first time in a while.
That is weird to see.
It is weird to see. It's weird to see the Brown twins not sitting next to each other on stage. So
I can't imagine, so that the Wise Renegade situation, I can't imagine a championship bracket or winner's bracket in this case where Lunchbox, APG, and Ace aren't in it. So the fact that they were close to not being in it, that scared me a little bit.
Well,
there,
that's a testament to the type of skill that we have here.
Of
where
course.
You've got a lot of young and up and comers here. They're fighting for their spot for,
yep,
their, you know, they want to be that lock like Lunchbox and APG and Ace have been for years. So you've got those guys, but then you've got the guys, Lunchbox, Demon D, Gilkey, these guys that are still Pistola that are saying, no, we're still here, we're still playing. So it's making for a nice,
and they're
like,
still at the top
collision
of their game too.
Yeah.
And it's interesting to see, because you see this happen a lot. And as far as I've been tracking MLG, tracking it with Reach, 4, and Halo 5, you see a big pool of up-and-coming at the very beginning of these new games, because it's new systems, it's new functionality within the game. And then you see kind of other newcomers slowly get filtered out throughout the rest of the time that game is at the focus. But it's just a testament to, you have a lot of these legacy players, and I mean that in a respectful way, not a demeaning way, but they're having to take what they know as core Halo and then adapt it to the new stuff, where you see some of these new kids coming in, it's like their minds are there for learning. They can adapt so much more quickly than some of these other pros that have been with the scene for so long.
I think that also helps Tox so much as well. Tox having three vet members with Royal 2, Snakebite, and Lethal, they've been around forever. And then Frosty coming in with Halo 5. Frosty, with his map movement, his jumps that he has, he's able to expand that knowledge and bring that to the rest of his teammates, while the rest of his teammates are able to bring the veteran aspect to it to him, let him know what it's like to be in an event, to calm those nerves, so on and so forth, and just bring that intensity every single game.
And so then our last group out of Pool B, Mind Freak out of Australia, a team that absolutely decimated the entire region. They won all of their 2K game battles tournaments. They went through the entire qualifier without dropping a map. Took out Team Immunity. Now you've got two guys that were on Team Immunity, plus their coach from last year's Worlds that broke off to make Mind Freak. Came in here, brought in a couple young guns,
yep,
to try to help out with that region with Berserk and Madsy. And then you've got Junior and Seduce. The guys from Immunity from last year. Mantis. Shout out to Mantis. I love the guy to death. I talked to him quite a bit last year at Worlds. He was very down last year at Worlds. They hadn't won a map, got eliminated right away. Had a lot of had a lot of expectation coming in, very upbeat. I think they saw them at least potentially getting past Wise Gaming. Unfortunately, they dropped 0-3 in all of their matches, but I do want to say I talked to Mantis afterwards, and he seemed a little bit more okay with it. They took talks. They got 3-0'd, but they took talks to the wire in all three of those games. And so when I talk about things that are positives that you can take back, you know, the fact that they were competitive, even though they might not have won a map, a bounce goes one way or another. And, you know, we can talk about infused and bounces going one way or the other. You know, they're right there, and they take a couple, and suddenly we have a team that could possibly take on and challenge that second spot.
You make a really good point in that, too, because what a lot of people focus on is the 3-0s or the map wins, right? What a lot of people don't focus on are how close those teams can actually be, in which case, if one kill or one objective play goes a different way, that other team could have gotten that map win. If people focus more on that, and if, let's say, Mind Freak focuses more on that as well, then, like you said, they can take that home, they can learn from it, and they know that they were technically right there.
Yeah, I mean, some of these games, and I think for the most part, a lot of the international teams showed that they can go toe-to-toe with the American teams. It's just, again, it's having to go 100%, 100% of the time. And you have good moments where it's like you're close, like if it's a 47-50 game, or if it's a, like, you get into the 90s on strongholds, and then American teams just kind of formalize that positioning and then take it the rest of the way. But
or there's a ghost melee.
Are those
poor Gaskin?
But I think there's just there is a lot of potential, and I think if we were to see more crossplay between the different regions, you would actually see some of these games and series not be 3-0s, but be 3-1s and 3-2s.
Exactly.
All right, guys. So we'll move on to Pool A. Pool A, we've got Splice. All right, Splice is they're your lock, right? 3-0 in their group. The group isn't as strong as some of the other groups were, so congratulations for being the number one seed. You also got a pretty lucky draw. They have went 3-0 and 3-0'd all their opponents. You got Straight Ripping, 2-1. They beat Fable 3-1. That actually kicked off the weekend on stream on Friday. Fable actually came out with the first map win in there, and then Straight Ripping comes back in the next three games. They then 3-0 against Berserker, formerly Psychotic Gaming, formerly Shock the World, formerly something else, I'm sure.
Roster Mania.
Yeah, Roster and Org Mania. And then Berserker. And shout out to Lestat out of the Latin American region. He does some of the casting for Game Alta. He's the manager for these guys.
He was the one that gave the speech at the Mexico final. That's who I was thinking of.
Yes. He's a great guy. I got an interview with him at Worlds last year. Awesome. He's a super chill dude. He's the manager for these guys. He kind of sees himself as the father figure when he comes out here and managing the kids. But they come out. They lose to Splice 0-3, but they were toe-to-toe with Splice there too. And then lost to Straight Ripping 0-3. But then our only Game 5 series of pool play is Berserker and Fable. And Berserker was actually
We had the other one, too. The Renegades Envy one.
Renegades Envy was brackets.
Was that bracket?
Yep, that was
That was a best of seven, yeah, because it went to a Game 7, that's and right. I was scared. I was eating lunch at the time.
That's right. Okay.
So we get our only Game 5 out of pool play, and it's between Berserker and Fable. Berserker was actually up 2-0.
Oh, man.
And Fable tried to do the reverse sweep and come back. And then Berserker actually finishes out in the Slayer at the end. So the Latin American team, they pull a series victory. We get an international team pulling a series victory that's not named Infused.
Thank God.
Unfortunately, it's against another international team.
Sure.
And I bet if Fable could do things differently, I'm sure that they would have some things they would like to change. But, you know, we get an international team making a little bit of noise here, and I think it's the one that nobody really saw coming.
I think we all expected a little bit more out of Fable and Berserker. Berserker, Shock the World, whatever it may be. They had a couple members that have been with that squad for, I think, the long haul.
Adso and Drift, yeah.
Yep. In which case, like I said, I expect a little bit more out of both teams. I guess they, in my personal bracket, they placed where I thought they were going to place. But I would have liked if games were a little bit closer, if series were a little bit closer. But what are you going to do?
All right, guys. So we've got our top two teams from each pool moved on into bracket play. We did not have an elimination bracket for third place teams. You were either one or two, or you were done. And so the bracket started out. We have Splice versus Infused. Congratulations, Infused. You made it out of pool play. You get Splice in the first round.
I felt so bad for them.
Well, already having the issue with, was that Eden Strongholds? That where the ghost, or was it Empire? I can't, I have a hard time with those two maps. It was a Strongholds, or there was a Ghost Melee, and it would have kept the Stronghold.
Yeah.
It ended up flipping, and then they lost 199 to Reciprocity.
People were mad about that. That completely would have changed the outcome of that game if that Ghost Melee actually connected.
And completely would have changed their standing in their bracket.
Yep.
And you don't get Splice in the first round. Maybe you get a team you match up a little bit better against in the first round. But Splice, Infused does take a game off of Splice.
Yeah.
And it ends up 4-1. Splice moves on, sends Infused into the elimination bracket. They put up a fight, but and it was kind of tough because I wanted to watch that series. But as that series is going on the feature station, I hear a bunch of noise behind me from the VIP lounge, and it's APG going nuts because behind me you've got Renegades and Envy with an absolute barn burner going on.
I was really, really scared that series. Like, I'm wearing Envy stuff right now. Obviously, I'm biased. I want Envy to go further. We'll see what happens. But like I said, I was eating lunch when this series was going on, and when I heard how close it was, and I heard it was going to a game 7, like, my heart started racing. Like, come on, guys, you need to pull this through, please.
And you could see the crowd shift from the Splice and Fuse game, and you could see people coming in. And the feature station's got this cool thing where if you give your ID to the info desk, they give you headsets, and these headsets are tuned into the stream so you can hear the casters. And you can hear what's going on. And it was a really cool visual to look out. All these seats for the feature station are all filled. And everybody's got these headsets that got these LED lights going back and forth. And it's just it was a really cool visual and a really cool game. You got Envy comes out strong, goes up 2-0. And then Renegades come storming back. They win the next three in a row. APG thinks it's done and over with because he thinks it's a best of five. Like, he's going nuts.
Oh,
so
APG.
Now you guys got another two games. Envy clutches up, wins the next two, but we get our first best of 7, and what a match it was.
It's something we didn't say before, though, and you already mentioned it, but the Bravo stage, every match is actually casted.
Yes.
Something that I don't think has happened before.
It happened at last year's Worlds. It didn't happen at Columbus.
Okay. It did happen at the Orlando Open, I think.
Okay.
Shows how much I know.
I think.
You're new, so we'll give you that.
Thank you.
One.
I appreciate that.
So your next round match will end up being Splice and Envy, but we've got Reciprocity versus Straight Rippin' in the next winner's bracket match. Reciprocity wins 4-0 in record time of 21 minutes for the entire series to be start and finish. Straight Rippin'. My heart bleeds a little. I am a Straight Rippin' fan, despite some things going on, but I love that org, and to see them fall that quickly, that was a heartbreaker.
Yeah, that's one of those hard things to see. And Straight, unfortunately, this weekend has been one of those teams that is either they're on or they're not.
Yeah.
There's been a few of those teams this weekend where it's like either they're on their game and they're doing really well and they can put forward the numbers, or they're just either communication's not there or they're not jiving together. The teamwork is just not established.
And we talk about like roster mania, and we talk about all these players that have been switching this entire season. This is one roster that has been the same
together
since Orlando.
Yep.
Like, one of the only teams to be the same since Orlando, and yet they're just not up to par. I mean, they weren't always Straight Rippin', but
right.
Rami, Musa,
Destroyed and Nemesis,
excuse me. Yeah, those guys, those four have been together since Orlando, not really looking like a team that's been grinding that much together.
So I have a very big soft spot in my heart for Straight. Love Tom T Squared Taylor since Halo 3 days, winning national championships under the banner. And then Nemesis, I'm from Minnesota, he's from Minnesota. That's where that lies. And then you're right, though, they have been together for a very long time. Destroyed and Nemesis, I believe, go everywhere together. So whenever there's a team change, I think they're both neck and neck. It's just I did expect more from them out of this too. And what you were talking about, Duststorm, about you, sometimes they're off, sometimes they're on fire. We're at Worlds right now. You have to be on fire every single series, every single game, every single moment. And if you're not, you're going to get 4-0'd, and that's exactly what happened to them.
I think every one of us have brought this up on our podcasts at one point or another.
Sure.
But the fact that rosters change so much, even from season to season. I mean, you can have one roster throughout one entire season, but you're still not going to get that teamwork and basically being able to feel out what others are doing without even knowing what they're doing.
Exactly.
And, I mean, you have teams like Tox. I mean, they've been the same teammates for the past 2 years, since Worlds in 2016, since Lethal left and joined what was then CLG. And, I mean, that's one of the reasons why I think they're they're not number one seed, but the number two seed is that they have been playing for so long. They're so well established that it's hard. I mean, you might have some of these young guns coming in who can actually like run the maps like no one else, but teamwork is so crucial.
It really is.
In a game like this. And Splice has been fortunate enough to really be able to nail that teamwork down, and that's one of the reasons why they're that number one seed.
It's why they don't scrim against other teams. They run 2v2s. Which is...
That still blows my mind.
Yep. The fact that they had one scrim and it was a best of five... Wait, no, it was a best of six?
Maybe they can just scrim against the international teams and that way they're not really...
Right. Yeah, there you go.
Well, and you talk about being teammates for a long time. I mean, Royal 2 and Snakebite go past Halo 5.
Oh, yeah.
They've been teammates for years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's that familiarity. But then you got a team like Splice where, you know, you throw in Eco and Stellar who were teammates... For Liquid.
Team Liquid, yeah.
And then you got Shotzi and Renegade, two young guns. And those two, by the way, they've known each other long, long time. They've Makes been sense. Playing Shotzi, Falcated, Renegade, Boo Boo Doo Boo were guys that all knew each other and were all playing well before Splice came around.
Okay.
So, you know, those are guys there. You put two and two together that are familiar and that can do it as well. So, you know, and maybe that's why they're doing 2v2s as part of their scrim because that's what they do. But we talk about Tox, we talk about these guys 4-1 over Elevate. Shout out to Elevate, by the way, getting to the top 8. I said I was going to be surprised if they made it there. I was expecting them to finish third place in that pool. But for them, doing really, really well this weekend. Unfortunately, they run into the Tox Buzzsaw and go down 4-1. But they do take a map from them, so you know that's always encouraging.
Shows that they can hang, that's for sure.
And L-Town and Suspector, teammates for Halo World Finals 2016 with Team Allegiance.
Made it to the finals on that one, too. Fortunately, yep. Got stomped, but they made it to the finals.
By Tox and then CLG.
Exactly. Yep.
And then so our next matchup was Splice versus Envy. A great matchup, by the way. Splice does take it 4-2, but again, another team able to take a couple. It's like these teams are chipping away at Splice.
And I was actually impressed that one went to a 4-2. I mean, I know Envy definitely has the talent. Just Splice's formidability throughout this entire season has been legendary.
Well, this was one of the series where Cyan, I know in one of those Slayer games, was at Slayer Plaza where he was just going off with a sniper rifle and he was just taking people's heads off left and right.
He ripped off faces of sprinters. Like we had probably 5 feet worth of room. And that wasn't the only game. He also went to town on, I think it was Colosseum Slayer as well with the sniper for like 3 or 4 kills. He had several killing sprees. And then Pistola with, I think, a couple killing frenzies throughout the weekend.
I'm going to say
guy
this.
That just does not die.
No, he doesn't. And then the other funny thing
himself.
Is...
Yes.
Right. I'll talk about this on our show too, but something I just want to state... So, there's the first Strongholds game in that best of 7 against Splice and Envy. And Splice just couldn't do anything and Envy won the game. It was all because Envy were playing Ring Around the Rosie with Splice the whole time. So, when normally what happens with these top teams is they get 2 points, right? And they lock those down no matter what. They don't move unless they get 2 or 3 dead on the other team. They go for a triple cap. They make moves if they need to. What Envy were doing the entire game where they would get 2 points... And then they would just rotate to the next one while Splice would go to the other one. And it was Ring Around the Rosie.
They were just chasing each other's tails.
Yep.
It was amazing.
And it's just, it, I don't think Splice had seen something like that before.
Somebody did to Splice what Splice does to other teams.
Exactly. Exactly.
They make them chase. And finally, Envy says, no, we're going to make Splice chase us for a change.
They out-Splice Splice for a game.
And Splice had no idea what to do.
Unfortunately, Splice learned what they're from their mistake and did the same thing to Envy as they did to them in the last game of the series. But it was still hilarious to see
it
happen.
It was fun to watch.
Yep, it was.
That series has been one of the probably more nail-bite series of the weekend.
For sure.
Then we got another really good one. These semifinal matches for the winner's bracket were great because then you got Tox and Reciprocity.
Yep.
Reciprocity showed some strength in this one. Tox does end up winning 4-2, but believe it or not, Tox gets gets steak dinnered.
Oh, it's crazy.
In a Slayer match from Reciprocity, how Spartan didn't just run across
the
stage.
Game five? Game four, game five?
It was game five, yeah. Because then Tox came back the very next game and said,
no.
They were
like,
they were upset.
Yeah, they're like, we don't go negative during games. What is this?
Yeah, I think it was, 50-26?
Yes.
Final score of that one?
Frosty only had two kills in that game.
Something like that, yeah.
It was insane.
Oh, no, it was Lethal.
Or Lethal.
Lethal went 4-13 or something like that during that game. And it was, and Sims over the comms was like, we're not going to look at that stat. Don't worry about that one.
Sims has been great all week.
Oh, yeah.
Sims, I know he's under the weather, but he's been doing a great job.
For those who haven't been at the venue or haven't heard, there's one of the sponsors here is G Fuel.
I know what you're going to talk about. Go ahead.
And we actually ran into him as we were leaving yesterday to go to dinner.
And did you tell him it was a great time to be alive?
Oh, it was hilarious. And he said that he just saw the scripts and he's like, okay, we're just going to go with it. So kudos to you, Walshy, for having the gusto to just read scripts and make everyone in the arena laugh whenever we hear one of those things.
So we got our finals today. So the match we're waiting for today, we've got our winner's bracket final, which is going to be Splice and Tox. Down in the losers bracket, we had Renegades beat Infused 4-1. Infused eliminated from the tournament. They do get top 8. I was strongly pushing for top 4, at least top 6, but they get an early exit 4-1 from Renegades. Elevate puts Straight Rippin' out of their misery with another 4-0 sweep. Straight Rippin' goes 0-8 in bracket play. Elevate ends up moving on.
Elevate is my upset so far for this tournament.
And as an Envy fan, I would be scared.
Oh, I am.
Because it is Envy and Elevate today.
Yep.
And Elevate definitely has the ability to upset the apple cart, as they say.
For sure.
I forget if we were talking yesterday afterwards. I was talking with someone, but I don't know if we want to do this yet, but predictions on the loser's bracket and the winner's bracket.
Yeah, absolutely. Our other losers bracket is going to be Reciprocity and Renegades,
which is actually happening on main stage in a few minutes.
Yep, first matchup of the day.
So yeah, let's go. Let's just go around the ring here and Reciprocity, Renegades. JK, what do you think?
I'm going to say Reciprocity if they come out as hot as they currently have throughout the entire tournament. Renegades obviously have a chance if they like when APG gets going. If his blood gets pumping and he starts screaming, good luck stopping him. That's a train you don't want to get in front of. But Reciprocity, man, they got 4 dominant Slayers on that squad. Everybody's expecting to place 3rd at this tournament at least. Therefore, if I'm a betting man, I'll put it on Reciprocity.
All right, how about Envy and Elevate? Should I ask as an Envy fan?
Okay, yes, I said I'm biased, but I'll take everything. I'll look at everything the way it is. Elevate, again, my upset for the tournament. They've been playing on fire. The fact that, now I don't know if Straight just didn't show up when they needed to, or Elevate were really just playing that well. But if Elevate come out that hot, I am scared for Envy, 100%. But I still got to stand by my guys. Ola, I love the wizard. He's very smart. He takes those guys under his wing. I think they got what it takes. I'm still going to go Envy. Hell, you know what I'll say? I'll say Envy 4-3.
All right. Oh, best 7. All right. Yep. Duststorm, Reciprocity, Renegades, who you got?
I'm actually going to go with Renegades on this one. I think Reciprocity does have the talent to take it. It's going to be whoever woke up early enough this morning to get their mojo going.
You're talking about Lunchbox already being over
Lunchbox,
there?
Lunchbox, I think, was here at 3 a.m. But he's been here. He's been the first guy here every weekend. So he's here. He's awake. He's ready to go.
Yeah, but I think the Reciprocity Renegade is probably going to be either a 4-2 or a 4-3, two Renegades.
Okay.
And then for the Elevate and Envy, I'm going to have to stick with you. I'm going to have to stick with my with Mr. Wizard and,
yes,
and say that Envy is going to take it 4-3.
Awesome.
All right, so I'm going to go with Reciprocity. I was talking with Spartan, the dog's dad, yesterday.
So Pop, you guys owe me Pop dinner Spartan. If Renegades win, I owe you dinner if Reciprocity wins.
I will take that.
Ooh. Wait, so that means if we lose...
Uber, can I do Uber Eats from Phoenix to Baltimore to send you dinner?
Wait, this just means that if he wins, we just have to split it. But if he wins, he has to buy us both.
Oh, I like that.
See?
He has been podcasting much longer. He's rolling in the big bucks over here, I'm sure.
I'll give you some steak dinners.
Okay, sweet.
In game.
But yeah, no, I was talking with Papa Spartan yesterday. They're all feeling good. All the, you got Mikwin, you got Snipe Down, Spartan, and then, oh yeah, who else is in there? They've got Penguin.
Yep.
Now, no longer Sub-Zero, thank God.
Oh yeah, I couldn't believe
worst
that
gamer
change.
Tag change
I was so
ever.
Upset.
So I feel like they've definitely got the firepower to get past Renegades. And then I'll go the other way here.
Okay.
In this series, I'm going to go with Elevate. I love Pistola.
Sure.
I love the Halo 3 throwback Pistola that we've got this weekend with the haircut.
Oh, it's so good.
And he still looks like he's 12, and I'm super jealous. But I got to go with an upset here somewhere, and so I'm gonna take Elevate over Envy.
And just so folks know, we are actually sitting at Bravo Stream right now, and Envious is facing off against Elevate. So if you hear some loud screaming, that's probably because someone's ripping someone's face off.
And if you hear me start crying, you'll know that Envy's losing.
And you'll know that I'll get another dinner. all right, guys. And then winter brackets finals getting ready. We've got Splice and Tox. What do you say?
So, okay.
This one is hard.
This is really hard.
This is really hard.
My heart says Tox. My mind says Splice. If Splice play like they played at Orlando and they played at Columbus... Now remember, the only reason why, so at Columbus, right, Splice get dropped down to losers, and the only reason why this happened is because Stellar was ill.
Yeah.
Okay?
And they got a lower seed.
Right. Yep. If he wasn't ill and they were playing, they would have obviously made it to winner's bracket and they would have went all the way. So, it was Tox that had the upper hand at the winner's bracket, at the grand finals of this tournament. Splice had to win 2 best-of-7s. They did. And they did it very handily. Therefore, I do think Splice are on a whole other level, but... I keep going back and forth, but Tox are a world's team, okay? They say every single year, they may lose a couple lands, so on and so forth, but they say every single time if they lose, we're a world's team. So, you know what? I don't even care. I'm going to say Tox.
All right. Duststorm?
I am really hoping for an upset.
With... Okay.
So
okay.
I want to see...
So that would be Tox, right?
Technically would be.
I want to see... Well, I mean, upset from the past two worlds.
Okay.
I want to see Splice win. This is one of those calls. It's like Splice has the fire to pull it out. They have the momentum now that they've gotten from Orlando, from Columbus, to take this title home. But then again, you have Optic, now Tox, who has a legacy for really being able to get their feet dug into the dirt when they're down and come back from being down. And I really don't know which way this is going to go. My heart, I'm going to be the opposite of you. My heart says Splice. My mind says Tox.
Wow. Okay.
Because I just think...
You got all sorts of arguments going on here.
I know. It's
between
crazy.
Hearts and minds. Yeah.
Just with how formidable Tox is.
Yeah.
I don't know if Splice has that mental fortitude to hold it together through a championship Sunday.
That's what I've been saying every single tournament that's happened. I always think that Splice's young mentality is going to get to him at some point, but it never has yet. But I still think it.
Just Denver. That's been their only. That's been the only time within the last 6 months that they've faltered.
It's very
was
true.
Was Denver. They won Atlanta. They won Orlando. They won Columbus. And so for me, I'm playing the hot hand here. I'm saying Splice. I say they take Tox out. Tox goes into the elimination bracket. But I think through all that said and done, we're going to get a rematch in the grand finals, is my opinion.
Sure.
We're getting Splice and Tox in the grand finals.
The grand finals is going to be... I'm almost going to say it's probably going to be two best of seven series just because of how close these teams are together.
I would love for that to happen.
So whoever's going to get knocked into the loser bracket, they're going to come back. They're going to be fighting tooth and nail. But it might be that playing so many series back-to-back, whether it's three or four, depending on how the brackets lay out, that whoever gets in the loser's bracket might just be mentally exhausted. But we have seen loser's bracket come back and win with Splice at Columbus. So, I mean, my heart just says Splice just because I want to see an upset of Tox. But
I mean, nice little change in the guard, yeah.
Honestly, either team is skilled enough to win this title. Either one.
For sure.
I don't think anybody's going to be surprised with either one. Honestly.
If for some reason, either Tox or Splice, whoever gets knocked down to elimination, like one of these teams are just on fire and they take them out, whoever's left in the winner's bracket, they're set.
All right, I'm going to say hot take right now. Elevate Grand Finals. Obviously a joke. It's obviously a joke.
Man, that's
hey. Thank you. I tried.
Maybe they'll channel Denial from 2016.
Oh my God,
and make a rush.
Be crazy.
All right, guys. Well, I think that's about it here as far as this goes. We're going to get, we got some games going on. So I don't know about you guys, but I'm ready to watch some Championship Sunday Halo.
I'm ready to take some notes.
Right?
My hand's going to hurt. Well, it's okay.
Why don't we go around the horn here and start doing social media stuff where everybody can find you so we can tweet you out more.
Awesome.
And help out. But yeah, where can we find your podcast at?
So you can find us at HCS Pro Talk on Twitter. We are on all podcast services except Spotify because they're rude and very inclusive and they don't want us on there yet.
We're the same way.
Yep. Don't feel bad.
Come on, Spotify. Just let us on. Like, come on. Everybody uses it.
Everybody else does. Come on. Everybody else is doing it, Spotify.
Exactly. Come on. Exactly. It's like peer pressure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just get in there. But yeah, HCS Pro Talk everywhere. That's where we are.
HCS Pro Talk. Absolutely.
And for us, we're Podtacular pretty much everywhere, except for YouTube. It's Podtac TV because the person that had the login for the original YouTube lost the login credentials. So that's long and gone, unfortunately. But pretty much search Podtac anywhere. We have our Xbox Club, Spartan Company. We're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We've been posting stuff throughout the weekend on our Instagram. We're on Mixer and Twitch. All that
Spartan
stuff.
Company, are you guys going to get your Achilles helmet before the next Halo game?
Probably not.
Well, you guys haven't gotten it either?
We have two level fours that we're still working on. Our biggest deficiency right now is killing Marines in Warzone, and
grind.
How that goes. But we have 11 of them done, and the rest are level fives.
All right, guys. Well, Bad at Halo Show, you can find me on Twitter at Bad Halo Show. facebook.com/badhaloshow. I stream the podcast normally live on Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern, and that's on Mixer and Twitch. That's at Tasman Live. That's on my personal channel. I got gameplay streams on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and then also you can get an audio version of the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, whatever podcast catcher's out there. It's probably on there. And if it's not, and it's a real hassle for you to find my podcast, let me know. And let me see what I can do to get it out there for you guys. But I think that's about it for us. Our Spartans are dead, and we are going to go and catch some Championship Sunday Halo. And then I will catch all of you guys on my next respawn. Peace.
Keep on fragging trucks.